The phone rings, and Amy picks it up. She is half hoping that the caller is her master. An unfamiliar voice is on the line, one with a compelling tone, a voice she cannot seem to ignore, and she feels herself driven to comply with the strange voice's requests. The voice tells her to go to the bedroom, so Amy climbs the stairs, taking with her the cordless phone. The voice asks if she is in her bedroom, and Amy says yes. Next, Amy is asked what she is wearing, and she cannot help herself when she says that she is wearing jeans and a shirt, and on the insistence of the voice, she also says that she is wearing a fawn bra and white panties. Next, the voice tells her to lie on the bed, and Amy does so. Feeling almost mesmerized, Amy follows the instructions she is given over the phone. First, she undoes the three buttons on her shirt, and then she takes it off. She then undoes her jeans and slides them off over her hips so that she is lying there in just her bra and panties. Now, the voice says, raise your right hand and look at it. Amy does so. She is then told to imagine that her right hand is in fact the hand of the stranger. She shudders involuntarily at the thought. Stroke your cheek, the voice instructs, and now slide your hand down to your neck, just under your ear, and stroke in small circles. Amy does this, and despite everything, feels a tingling begin within her, as this is one of her most sensitive spots. She is then told to slide her hand down further and to slide her fingers into her bra cup, to stroke her breast and caress her nipple. She does and shudders again. The voice tells Amy to reach round and undo her bra and remove it completely. Next, she is told to describe her breasts over the phone, and Amy does so hesitantly. She describes their smoothness, their fullness, and the urgency of her now hardened nipples. She can almost hear the smile in the gruff voice on the phone. She is now told to pinch her nipple hard. She does so and moans a little at the sweet pain, not questioning, just doing, and taking pleasure in the act. Now she is told to slide her hand down to the elastic of her panties, to slide her fingertips underneath the soft fabric, until her fingers lightly brush her silken hair. She is then told to move her fingers down further, till she can feel the beginnings of her cleft, and then sliding one finger between her lips to press on her clit. Amy does this and gasps a little as her fingers reach her clit, already sensitive and ready for the touch. A warmth begins, grows, and Amy, unbidden this time, moves her fingertips round and round on the tip of her clit. The voice, becoming a little more insistent now, tells Amy to move her fingers down till she can reach the entrance to her pussy. Amy does, and can feel the wetness already there. She is then told to push her fingers in deeply, and she does with a sigh of relief and anticipation. Now she is told to move her fingers in and out, slowly at first, but to increase the speed, her teeth clenched and her eyes closing. Amy does just that. The voice now tells her to put her thumb on her clit whilst her fingers are moving in and out. Amy does, and the combination of sensations from her pussy and now her clit start to overwhelm her. Her body is rocking on the bed, her sweet breasts swaying to her movement, the heat from her pussy starting to spread, and her breathing now coming in shorter, shallower gasps. Her panties are soaked as her hands move within them. The bedroom door opens. Amy is too deeply involved to care. Her eyes open, but cannot really see as her impending orgasm starts to carry her off. She doesn't realize that it is her master standing there at the foot of the bed, looking down at her, seeing her lovely flesh, seeing her hands under the fabric of her panties, feverishly moving back and forth. She isn't aware of him undressing as her body starts to toss and turn on the bed. Her eyes now squeezed tight shut as her body finds the entrance to the tunnel of fulfillment. She doesn't feel her panties being ripped from her, but she is aware suddenly of her hands being pulled from her pussy and her legs forced apart. Her eyes open in shock and surprise as she feels the hardness of her master's cock being forced into her pussy. The pleasure increases as he pumps into her. Amy's pussy, already aflame, explodes into orgasm. Waves upon waves of sensation wash over Amy. She cannot move because she is now held so firmly. She is helpless in the ecstasy her body is giving her, helpless in her master's grip. She can now feel her master starting to get faster and deeper, her pussy enveloping him, her muscles holding his cock tightly like a fist. Her orgasm has subsided a little, but keeps coming back in little stabs as the shaft of her master's cock slides over her clit, teasing it on every movement. With one huge thrust, she feels her master coming, the hot jet of cum filling her physically and emotionally, their juices mingling. She can feel the tip of his penis, swollen, engorged, still within her, now sliding in and out of her more gently. They both turn gently so that Amy can keep his cock inside still as they now lie together. She smiles to her master, and he strokes her cheek lovingly. They both look down at where Amy's master had dropped his clothes. Amy smiles again and says, best thing you ever did was to buy that mobile phone, Mike.